Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. But it's been cooler in South Florida than it has been here most of the summer.
Well, let's talk. You know, I wanted to talk about immigration, but I want to get your take on something. I've been hearing a lot of reports, seeing a lot of reports on Fox News about China from a couple of different aspects. Number one, that they are pouring not billions, but trillions of dollars into their military. And also that they are buying up a lot of precious metals, gold and silver. And when we see what they are doing manufacturing-wise, and when there it seems to be evidence out there that China, along with Russia and other entities, are trying to steal information about the U.S. government and the biggest and best corporations we have in America, it got me thinking, is China trying to take over the world, if you will? Do they live in an environment where they want to see everyone flourish and do well, or do they just want to dominate in the heck with the rest of the planet?
Well, I think what you're doing is laying out two different scenarios where people have worried for quite some time. One that, as the Chinese would say, a harmonious rise, where their rise will come and everyone will rise along with them. And there is the fear out there, and some would say paranoia, that no, that's not it. They plan to dominate. China often referred to itself, does refer to itself, as the Middle Kingdom. For centuries, they saw themselves as the center of the universe. And as I've thought before, economically, we're seeing kind of a seesaw that's happening. It used to be that China's rise, and we were rising as well, but now, it, you know, clearly with the Standard & Poor's lowering of the rating and our economy stumbling, they're rising and we're going in a down position.
I wanted to get your take on this because it seems like we're dragging our feet in so many areas here. Not that I'm fearful of America, I guess, falling off a cliff, but we've got so many issues domestically here, and it looks like we're not looking at the big picture, and we are falling behind into almost putting ourselves in a position of being a second-tier country, if you will.
Yeah, the Chinese have an interesting saying. They say, you know, you can't just keep focusing on the sesame seed and not see the watermelon. So watching the small things while the big things are getting away. We have some very serious problems in this country. I mean, with a $14 trillion debt and politicians in Washington that seem to be, you know, more interested in their summer vacation than addressing the nation's problems. We've seen what has happened when you don't address your problems. As we've talked about before, if you have a hole in your roof, pretending to fix it doesn't keep the rain out. And Washington has been pretending for a long time, and now all of us are getting soaked.
Tom, you recently wrote a piece in the Ann Arbor News titled "Embracing Immigrants Can Only Make Michigan Stronger." It's great to see Detroit and Michigan lead forever and ever. I knew growing up around Mount Clemens, there were a lot of immigrants there, and they're all over the state of Michigan, and you believe that Detroit and Michigan are embracing this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I was pleasantly surprised is in the Governor Snyder's State of the State, his first State of the State, where he came out, and while other people are running from immigration and, as I say, acting like lemmings, running away from it, he's saying that we need to embrace diversity, to embrace immigration here in the state of Michigan, because it can be an economic engine to help our state to move forward. If you take a look at a number of the patents that are being released and a number of new businesses, high-tech businesses and you know, small things like party stores that are being created, it's by first and second generation immigrants. And so embracing diversity, embracing immigration here in the city of Detroit and across this great state is a way to kickstart the the economic recovery of this great state of ours.
Well, as you know, people have the challenge, though, with the illegal side of immigration, especially of illegal aliens who are here and working and not paying taxes fully, although they may be if they've got legitimate jobs, but just not being documented and taking advantage of the things that that we have to pay for, like schools and so on.
Well, mine is very clearly we ought to protect our borders and we ought to uphold our laws of the state. And I believe that we could and should do that. And at the same time, be welcoming and encouraging in the state for people to come to grow, to live, work, play, raise a family, and invest. One of the things that that I'm very glad to see, the mayor of Lansing, Virge Bonero, was one of the first, if not the first, areas in the state that supported what is referred to as an EB-5 visa. And this is a visa program that encourages people to come here, but they can come, they can get a visa for themselves and their family to come here to this country, but they have to invest in creating jobs in the region. And again, this can be good for everybody.
Tom Watkins has been on the program many times. Tom, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
It's good to be with you. Thank you, Tony.